You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I know many of you have been biting your nails on this one. What is the most popular snack food in America? Well, a report comes out today saying the number one snack food that Americans love, the number one, is Ritz crackers. Ritz crackers. I got to tell you, I like salt. You know, if I'm hungry, I'll eat Ritz crackers, but that's not probably my top choice by any means. Anyway, Ritz crackers has been around for almost 80 years. YouGov Brand Index polled U.S. consumers to look at which chips or crackers are best perceived snack brands. I don't know if I should go into this because I'm going to get hungry. But basically, the top five, right, coming in number two was Lay's, number three, Doritos, number four, Fritos. I like Fritos. And number five, Orville Redenbacher. Then in the top 10 included Wheat Thins, Cheetos, Tostitos, Pringles, and Triscuit. I don't think I like Triscuit. Triscuit doesn't have much of a taste. Not a lot of salt. Not that we should be eating things with salt, but if you think about it, I mean, you know, if you're going to be eating, you know, bad food, I mean, then it might as well actually taste good. That's why I really don't understand diet soda. You know, I mean, diet soda doesn't taste good, and it doesn't provide any nutritional, content. So if either eat something nutritious, or if you're going to cheat, right, you know, and indulge, well, then have it taste good. Anyway, Fritos and Pringles each moved up from a spot last year, while Orville, Redenbacher, and Triscuit fell. But the snack brand they said that gained the most was Kettle Brand Chips. They were in 14, and I guess they made it into 10. Kettle Brand. I like Kettle Corn tastes good. I discovered that a few years ago. That's pretty good. So, all right, so Ritz, Lay's, Doritos, Fritos, Orville, Redenbacher, and Wheat Thins. Now, also interesting, apparently there's a poll on the most popular fast food restaurants in America. Now, what was interesting is this was taken before the rules forcing these fast food chains to actually put their caloric intake up on. Now, McDonald's has already done that. If you drive through a McDonald's drive-thru, they already have the calories posted. But I guess number 15 was Jack in the Box in terms of favorite fast food. Then came Arby's, number 14, Panera Bread. I don't look at Panera Bread as fast food. I look at it like a bakery. Domino's Pizza came in number 12. Sonic Drive-Ins, number 11. Chick-fil-A came in number 10. KFC, number 9. I've never had a Chick-fil-A sandwich because Chick-fil-A isn't in Nevada, I don't think. Pizza Hut, number 8. Dunkin' Donuts, number 7. Taco Bell came in number 6. Burger King, number 5, Wendy's, number 4, Starbucks, number 3, Subway, number 2, but still the top fast food chain, McDonald's. In 2011, they had 34.2 billion in sales. They have over 14,000 locations, and it wasn't because of the McPizza. I know many people think the McPizza is really what did it for McDonald's. No, the McPizza was a bomb. Yes, McRib came, but McRib was a McBomb. All right, people like McBurgers. They don't like McPizza. They don't need the McFlurry. They don't need McRib. It's the McBurgers they like. They say McDonald's unsurprisingly takes a prize for the biggest fast food chain in U.S. I thought Subway had more stores. Subway does. Subway has 24,000 locations. It looks like then McDonald's. McDonald's only has 14. Starbucks, there's 10,000 Starbucks. Right? I believe that's U.S. Wendy's, 5,800. Burger King, 7,200. Taco Bell, 5,600. Dunkin' Donuts, 7,000. Well, keep in mind, Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks and Subway, they could be in little areas. You know, if you notice, gas stations, I think, could actually have Subways, can't they? Pizza Hut, 7,500 of them. KFC, 4,700. Chick-fil-A, there's only 1,600 locations of Chick-fil-A. Sonic, 3,500. Domino's, 4,900. Panera, 1,400. That's kind of low. Yeah, you don't really see that many of them. You know, you may see one in each city, something like that. But, you know, okay, so what's going on here? I thought Michelle Obama made it clear that we were supposed to, you know, cut back on fat in our diet and our food. You know, fast food choices aren't the smartest thing to do, but I think it's got to be the inexpensiveness. I think people like spending 99 cents or a buck something on their food. Now, I know it's getting more expensive, McDonald's. I know you could easily drop $20, $30 now at a McDonald's. Very easy to do now, whereas it used to not. But, you know, unfortunately, people still want quick, people still want easy. And I think part of it, which we talked about this the other day, is when you go to the grocery store, I never get out of there with spending less than $100. And it's not even buying groceries for the week. That doesn't cover the week. If I want to cook a couple dinners that we can have leftovers, I am easily up at $100. No wonder people are going to McDonald's and these fast food chains. Isn't Subway having some sort of a $5 foot-long anniversary? Again, I mean, I'm not saying these are healthy choices. We're just trying to figure out what the psychology is behind the consumer. Fine, you take a foot-long, you cut it in half, you could feed your 3-4 kids with that. That's $5. You know, things are getting expensive at the grocery store. And you need to convince people that they can buy, you know, maybe that's really what we need to do. Every now and then you see these shows where they teach you what you can do with groceries. Hell's Kitchen will do that. They'll give these people $25 and tell them that they have to make a, you know, fancy schmancy halibut meal or lamb meal. So you see them go to the grocery store and they're trying to get a tiny piece of meat and they're trying to get the seasonings and they're trying to get the extras so they can make a fancy dish on a limited budget, but still we're talking $25 for one plate, one entree. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 25th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,767.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,810.81, $905.40 for a half ounce, or $452.70 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,810.81, $905.40, and $452.70.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, You'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world. Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. He vetoed wasteful spending 750 times, cut taxes 14 times. He left the people of his state with hundreds of miles of new highways, new schools and bridges, improved state services, a balanced budget, and a $1 billion surplus. He's fiscally conservative and socially cool. His name is Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry, still got this cold I'm dealing with. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials. I know I hate it. My voice is always the first thing to go. And not that my voice is the prettiest thing you guys have been listening to this whole time. Anyway, I think I actually sound better when I'm sick. You know, the lower tones always seem to sound better than higher tones. If you're ever going to have an issue, you go low. When you go low, it always seems to be more pleasing to the ear than when you go high. People don't like high. High's irritating. You need to go low. All right, so they say active video games such as Kinect actually qualifies as exercise. So when I yell at you to do an hour worth of exercise a day, and you say, but Dr. Dahlia, I play Kinect, I guess it counts. The finding was published this week in the Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine, in which 18 children, not the biggest study, ages 11 to 15, tried out boxing and dancing on Kinect on the Microsoft Xbox 360. They found that the games increased calorie burning by 150% for the game Dance Central and 263% for sports boxing, which burned up to 172 extra calories per hour. Dance Central, I don't know these things. Maybe you guys know what it is. Dance Central raised the children's heart rate to an average of 118 beats a minute, and Kinect Sports Boxing raised it to 131 beats per minute. They say whether such heart rates are adequate for increasing cardiovascular fitness is debatable, but they still are comparable to light intensity exercise like ballroom dancing, bowling, and walking. Now, they compared this with previous research done on the Wii system, dance and boxing. Connect burned more than Wii. Now, the study was funded by the University of Chester. That's where the research was conducted, not Connect. So Connect wasn't behind the study, so you don't have to worry about the bias. This is being reported out of Boston.com. Now, of course, they aren't endorsing Connect over Wii. You know, Wii also has, like, the Wii Fit, doesn't it have, doesn't the Wii Fit have hula hoop and other types of things? You know, so you could be working other muscles. Okay, but here's the thing. Okay, we need to figure out how to get 60 minutes of activity a day. Now, what did we do when we were younger? Okay, you know, many of us would say we were probably at our skinniest in our 20s. Well, we danced a lot. Some of us had a lot of sex, I hear some of us did. Many of us would walk to work. Car would break down. I always had car problems. I always had to walk. You know, we did more than we do in our 40s and 50s and 60s. But, you know, the problem with telling people to work out and to exercise an hour a day is we get bored. You know, one of our obesity problems, you know, in addition to the calorie content, the choices, the large portions that we put on our plates, the large plates, you know, one of the problems leading to the lack of exercise is we get bored. We are a society now that gets very easily bored. And we always need to be stimulated by something. You're going to see, we're going to be talking about this cell phone addiction disorder now that has made it into the medical books. But, you know, it's funny. Whenever I look back, and, like, I guess Hell on Wheels is a show my husband watches. It goes back to the railroad building days. You know, you watch it and you go, oh, those people must have always been bored. No, people in the 1800s or in the early 1900s weren't bored. Okay, everybody has found a way to entertain themselves. But much of their entertainment involved going out, moving, dancing, wiggling around to some music, whatever. We as a society in the last 20, 30 years have sat on our butts or stood next to a video game. Okay, that's not the way things have always been. So now we are trying to retrain this generation that you need to get off your butt, and we're having a much more difficult time doing it. So what have these companies done? Fine. If you want to play a video game, we'll make an exercise video game. Well, it's not the same thing, and it's not good enough, but it's something that we could do. You know, I always tell the kids, put some music on in the morning and wiggle your tushy to it. You know, if my kids aren't going to do a workout in the morning, and understand they won't do a workout in the morning, you know, they sleep in, they're late for school, but you need that exercise to get things going. So get the music going and dance to the music. You don't have to always go to the gym. If you dance, and I don't know if any of you have seen me dance, I mean, it's no wonder I don't dehydrate and sweat. I mean, I'm not the best dancer. And after falling half a dozen times, it's a pretty good workout. All right, so then dance to some music. You know, and if you're embarrassed to dance in front of people, then dance when no one's looking. Go up and down the stairs. Re-sweep the house. Re-vacuum. But what this study says is Connect can count towards that hour. It's not the best thing, you know, out there, but it's better than nothing. And right now, that's kind of our fight with obesity. We can't rechange what's happening with the fast food industry. The last, you know, 30, 50 years, things have really changed on a variety of levels, numerous levels that have caused us to become more and more obese. Large portions, easy fast food, cheaper fast food. We were just talking about how it's cheaper to eat fast food than sometimes cooking, depending on how you buy at a grocery store, which is why I really think we need to really accent in these health shows how to go grocery shopping under X amount of dollars and make meals out of that. Because no wonder we're going to fast food. A 99-cent burger, how do you compete? You could feed the family for $6-7 and be done. Yet going to the grocery store could cost you easily over $100 to make a few meals. You know, we need to change that. Otherwise, we're just going to be continually eating fast food. That's not healthy. So exercise, etc. Okay, so I want to find this article here where we were talking about cell phone addiction. Now, British researchers in 2008, this is according to Fox, have coined the term nomophobia. Now, nomophobia is a phobia of you not having your cell phone or mobile technology. It's called nomophobia. And since 2008, it has been accepted in the psychological world as a diagnosis. Okay? Now, I guess the study back in 2008 looked at 1,000 individuals and found that, you know, they started to fear as their phone would be missing. I guess they were looking at least half of them. 77% were uncomfortable when they were away from their phones for a few minutes. You know, I would say many of us have this. But you see, here's the problem. Okay, it's not that all of a sudden we became addicted to our cell phones. We became addicted to the communication and the ease of communication. Okay? We also became impatient with not getting a return of our communication back. In the olden days, what would happen? Well, you'd get home and there wouldn't be an answering machine because that didn't exist. So the person had to try to reach you when they could reach you, right? Same thing with the letter. You received the communication when the letter came in the mailbox. Now, in our hands, you have your cell phone, you have your messages, you have your text messages, you have your phone messages, you have your mail all in one. You don't have to wait anymore. So you now have a threefold or fourfold, all these different communication issues that we had to deal with separately and with great lengths of time back in the 70s and 60s, etc. Even though 80s we had, you know, answering machines. Remember when answering machines came out? We were like, whoa, this is so cool. Now we have it all in our hand. So you lose your phone, you lose your mail. You lose your text messages, you basically have lost your communication. You can't go home and get your message. I can't tell you how many people don't have telephones at home. Many of us have stopped, even we have. We stopped, why pay for a phone bill? Now I know a landline is important because something could always happen to cell phones, that's important. But look at the cost. When we were looking at the cost of having a landline, it was expensive. You know, now we still do. We still have some access to a landline, but we're not spending what we used to on it. Why? Because you just use your cell phones. Now, what makes it a problem is for me, if I lose my phone, I don't care that I can't call my husband. I could bug my husband anytime. Honestly, if I had to, I could call him from a landline at the office. He works with me at the office. I could tell somebody else to call him. That's not what worries me, and that's not what worries a lot of us. It's the fact that we're off the grid. Many bosses, many colleagues, many coworkers, many publicists, they expect you to answer them back when they text you. You're off the grid. They think you're ignoring them. And that's where the anxiety sets in. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-SALLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget that we are cruising to Alaska as part of the Dr. Dahlia cruise next summer. Please go to my website, look at some of the information, and email the travel agent to set this up. It is going to be a phenomenal trip. We get lots of goodies whenever we go as a group, and it is going to be exquisite. Leaving out of Seattle, we're going to go up the Inside Passage, looking at coastal Alaska, making multiple stops in Victoria, British Columbia, Juneau, Ketchikan, etc. It's going to be phenomenal. So please go to my website and check that out. And a little bit later, when you guys are on Facebook, don't forget to find the Dr. Dahlia Show. That's me. Connect. Always nice to see who's listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show. And find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And for those of you truckers out there, I know we got a lot of trucker listeners. God bless you guys. I'm going to be speaking in one of the guests at the trucker convention you guys have next month in Kansas City. Trucker Social Media Online Conference, I believe, in Harris, Kansas City, Missouri. I want you guys to sign up if you can. It's not on my website. I'm sure many of you know already many of the people that are involved with trucker media, social, online. I should try to figure out how to make a link, because I would love for you guys to come and then definitely flag me down, because I'd love to see who y'all are and be able to connect. That'd be great. All right, 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we talk about sleep apnea a lot on the show, and many of you start to groan about the CPAP machine. Well, get this. Surgeons have come up with a technique where they could stitch your tongue, right, into a position such that you don't have to use the CPAP anymore, or you don't have to live with your sleep apnea, get dementia, and die. I don't know if you guys are going to want that. Anyway, they say surgeons are using a special type of surgical thread developed for facelifts to tackle snoring. Now, remember, much of the noise from your snoring comes from your mouth. Comes from your nose as well, but it also comes from your mouth and the tongue. Remember, when you snore and make noise, it's airway resistance. Noise comes from airway resistance, right? Whether you toot, burp, whatever, depending on the pathway of the air, the more resistance you have, the more noise you make. So somebody that's snoring tells the wife or the family members around the person or the doctor that they have airway resistance. And when you have airway resistance, you're not getting air. When you're not getting air, you're not getting oxygen. When your body doesn't get oxygen, it gets sick, right? Either high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, etc. They say this technique, right, of anchoring the tongue to the base of the mouth to prevent it from falling back and you know, causing the snoring, is a technique developed to help sleep apnea. They believe 1 in 15 adults have this. I think it's more. I think a lot more of us have sleep apnea than we think. All right, so now, remember, this is only for obstructive sleep apnea, not central. Obstructive sleep apnea is where you're having difficulty breathing because you have something obstructing, whereas central sleep apnea is more your central neurological system. So basically, let me see. So they go into what sleep apnea is. Sleep apnea causes you to wake up multiple times because you're not getting oxygen. If you're not getting a good night's sleep because you're waking up multiple times, you're tired the next day. You know, so we try to have you lose weight, avoid alcohol. Sometimes we'll do surgery and we'll take out your tonsils to open up your airway. Sometimes we'll give you the CPAP mask that gives continuous positive airway pressure to push the air past the obstruction with some force to get oxygen into you. It's supposed to be gentle, but that's really the idea behind it. Force the oxygen into you by using this continuous positive airway pressure. All right. Also, there's surgery they could do where surgeons will take your jaw and move it forward. If they bring your jaw forward, it pulls the muscle that attaches to the tongue, brings everything forward. You're able to then have more breathing, have more room for breathing. But, of course, you could have bone fractures, jaw fractures, teeth fractures, etc. So this new approach is on trial right now in New York, West Side East Nose and Throat Clinic, which involves tying the tongue to the base of the mouth so that it cannot fall back. Now, I don't know how these people will talk. You use your tongue to talk. They say a tiny hole is drilled into the lower jawbone at the base of the chin. This is supposed to be more accepted than the CPAP mask. I don't know how I could get any of you guys to want to do this one. So a hole is drilled in the lower jawbone at the base of the chin. A very thin needle is then threaded through the back of the tongue. The needle contains a special type of surgical tape that has a number of tiny plastic cones threaded along it like beads on a string. These cones anchor the thread in the tissue, and they trigger tissue to grow in and around them. The cones dissolve, but now you have a new tissue which provides the permanent anchor. And it holds the tongue, preventing it from moving out of place when you go to sleep. Once it's been stitched in place, they say the thread is gently pulled to anchor the back of the tongue to the base of the mouth. They said because this is still occurring deep in the tissue, you'll still be able to talk and chew. The anchoring will be strong enough to prevent the tongue from flopping back at night. Because, you know, if you really think about it, when you're awake, you're not having as much apnea, if at all, while you talk and you eat, etc. It's when you lie down and the tongue falls back, which is why we tell you don't sleep on your back, sleep on your side. Now, remember we did a show, How Should You Sleep? And it all depended on your medical condition. Sleeping on your back was actually better for your back than sleeping on your side. But if you have sleep apnea, we don't want you to sleep on your back, we want you to sleep on your side. If you have shoulder issues, don't sleep on your side, sleep on your tongue. I mean, it was ridiculous. I didn't know how to tell you how to sleep because it all depended on what you had. But with sleep apnea, we tell you to get off the back. So they say this anchoring is strong enough to show what they predict a 70 to 80% success rate. Now, I know some of you are like, well, just cut off the tongue. No, you don't cut off the tongue. Remember, you still need the tongue to eat. You still need the tongue to talk. You still need the tongue to taste. Okay? Stop giggles. I know what you're thinking. But they're just trying to prevent the tongue from going back. So I guess Andrew McComb, an ear, nose, and throat surgeon at Frimley Park Hospital, says it should work. They're very excited. And I'm not that excited. I'm not really excited about somebody sticking a needle and et cetera. I'll probably take the CPAP machine. Thank you if I ever get diagnosed with sleep apnea. Boy, I tell you, sometimes the treatment seems worse than the disease, doesn't it? You know? Okay. Now, one thing these kids are doing, which is very stupid, is trying to get their alcoholic buzz, not by drinking alcohol, but by exposing alcohol to certain mucous membranes. Okay? We've talked about that, where people were pouring vodka in their eyes because the vodka would be absorbed by the conjunctiva and the eye membranes. Girls would put tampons of alcohol into their vaginas to absorb alcohol. Well, a boy almost died, this just in, from a fraternity party because of an alcohol enema. He was brought to the hospital unconscious. Alexander Broughton, 20 years old, was rushed to a hospital after a rubber tube was inserted into his rectum and alcohol was poured in. This is called butt chugging. And this took place at a party at the Pi Kappa Alpha House at the University of Tennessee. His parents must be so proud. The alcohol will enter your bloodstream quicker because of the rectal mucosa, because it bypasses the liver filters. His level could have killed him. The hospital staff treated him. They thought he was sexually assaulted, but then they realized that I guess this happened by choice. I don't know how. I think these kids are so drunk they can't even make a proper decision. Investigators went to the frat house, found that three other students had passed out in the rooms from drinking. They found empty boxes of wine, right? I don't know how many more enemas they found. But can you imagine being this kid's parent? You're spending how many buku bucks on the kid getting an education, and they almost died because of butt chugging? You know, I'm going to homeschool my kids for college. That's what I'm going to do. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy roast of lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to gibsonshealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it looks like this is going all the way up to the Supreme Court, where they're going to decide if law enforcement officers have to get a warrant before ordering a blood test on an unwilling drunk driving suspect. The guy we just talked about alcohol, and this kid who was butt-chugging in Tennessee almost dies, 20 years old, from putting an enema in his butt, drinking alcohol. You know, these types of idiots end up driving around and on our streets, right? Cops want to see if they've been drinking, all right? But I guess now there's going to be an issue that has, this issue has divided federal and state courts now around the country, whether this blood test can be administered. Now, apparently, the Missouri Supreme Court, sided with the defendant in the case, saying police need a warrant to take a suspect's blood, except in special circumstances when a delay could threaten a life or destroy potential evidence. Now, other courts have ruled that dissipation of alcohol in the blood is reason enough for police to call for a blood test without first getting a warrant. Now, this Missouri case was one of six new cases accepted for argument in front of the Supreme Court. The new term begins Monday, and cases will be probably argued in January. Remember, the Supreme Court left for their recess right after they dropped the bomb with the Obamacare ruling. Yeah, they fled. I don't blame them. They were like, tax isn't constitutional, but the penalty is. Or the penalty isn't constitutional, but the taxes. Bye. See ya. And then they went on break. The American Civil Liberties Union, representing Tyler McNeely, said the arresting officer made no effort to obtain a warrant and didn't think he needed one. Not that he feared a delay would lower the level of alcohol in McNeely's blood. The ACLU said the case was not a good one for resolving complex issues of science and law. McNeely said he would refuse to provide a breath test that also could be used to measure blood alcohol levels. The blood test showed that his blood, that his alcohol content was 0.154, well above the 0.08 legal limit. Missouri trial court, apparently, according to this article, suppressed the evidence, a decision upheld by the state Supreme Court. The case is Missouri versus McNeely. All right. So I guess, it's against people's civil liberties to, test them and take a blood test to determine their blood alcohol level. If you're doing something illegal, what rights do you have? This is what it comes down to. If you're exposing others, right, to possible injury or death, okay, shouldn't you be evaluated for what is going on in your system? Now, I can understand I don't want anybody just taking my blood. I can understand why we want some sort of checks and balances with this. But if the person is suspected to be almost twice the legal limit of alcohol in his system, all right, and as time progresses, the alcohol diminishes, so it could lose evidence, you know, should cops be allowed to take the blood test? It's going to be interesting because the Supreme Court's going to be involved with this one. We'll see what they say. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Speaking of alcohol, the U.S. Task Force has allowed, even though they don't like the multiple mammograms, pap smears, or prostate screenings, they've allowed screening of all adults and pregnant women for alcohol misuse. That they say we could do, okay? Because it doesn't really cost them too much money. Health providers, they say, should screen all adults and pregnant women for risky drinking habits. The U.S. Preventive Task Force guidelines were released, along with a summary of past research showing a few brief counseling sessions can help cut excessive drinking in people who aren't full-blown alcoholics. They think these interventions, at least one in every 10 risky drinkers, could be brought back down to what is considered safe. They say for men, no more than 4 drinks on one occasion or 14 a week. For women, 3 and 7. A woman having more than a glass of wine a day is going to be considered high risk for alcohol abuse. So they say 1 in 3 Americans drink too much. Most of the misuse, they say, is known as risky or hazardous drinking, which doesn't involve physical dependence or diseases. So the U.S. Task Force is probably like, see, we allow some screening. Okay, well, thank you. Yes, it's nice to screen. It's easy, but that's still not paying for tests for cancer prevention, right, that we desperately need. All right, so for those of you that ever have to take the medical boards, the answer to that question is yes, adults get to be screened. Now, I mean, I agree. I think, honestly, we do have a huge problem. I think a lot of people think that the glass of wine that they are drinking is okay, and meanwhile, they're drinking out of a huge, like, brandy sifter glass. I mean, we're looking at, you know, I don't think people realize what they're intaking is too much, just like with food. You know, so I think education is always important. I'm for education. But, you know, unfortunately how it works with the task force is they approve something and then they don't approve of another. Then they approve something and they don't approve of another. And so what? It's going to be some sort of cancer screening that's going to be the next one and it's not going to get approved. All right. Speaking of lawsuit news, 1-877-DOC-DALY, a man is suing his ex-wife for stealing his frozen sperm to get pregnant without telling him. This man lives in the Emirates from Abu Dhabi. says shortly before their divorce, his Russian wife was secretly inseminated with his sperm at a clinic where they had earlier sought fertility treatment. The couple split 3 weeks, a little bit 3 weeks later. The girl was born as a result, but he says he's angry. He wants justice. It's not acceptable. The couple has not been named. They had tried to have a baby during their four-year marriage, sought fertility treatment at a clinic in the United Arab Emirates, but were unsuccessful. When the marriage was falling apart, wife went to Russia, where she underwent further fertility treatment without telling him. The claimant told Abu Dhabi Appeals Court that when she returned, she went back to the original clinic and forged his signature, consenting to use of sperm in storage. The treatment was successful. He said he didn't know his ex-wife was pregnant. Yeah, you guys have to be careful with that. You know, if you leave sperm, okay, I mean, it's out there. All right, somebody could break in, take it probably. I mean, I know there's supposed to be some sort of mechanisms in place to protect that. But, I mean, remember, it's your sperm, okay? And they save sperm. They save eggs. So, you know, this could happen to any of us. Personally, I think a life is precious. I mean, I would be extremely happy that I would have a loved one out there, but I could understand why he's mad. Somebody forging, using his sperm. Now he has a child that he didn't expect. But just watch your sperm. Okay, now, they also say here that older women need specifically designed sports bras, all right? And they can't wear the same type of sports bras that younger women use. Being a woman in my 40s, I'm going to say I agree with that. Okay, a study found that many standard sports bras are not suitable for women of all ages. Researchers say younger and older women's breasts move in a different way. Okay, women's breast tissue is less flexible. Women's breasts are less bouncy. Okay, you would probably not want to see me in one of those Baywatch shows running along a beach. I'm not going to look the way Pamela Lee Anderson did. I'm not. I'm in my 40s. It's not going to happen. Okay? I mean, in fact, one eye would probably go one way, one eye the other, and you may actually get a migraine watching me run down the beach. The study found that women in their 20s and 30s experience a large amount of up and down bouncing, but those between 45 and 65 have more left to right bouncing. What was that airplane movie? Right? Researcher Debbie Rises of the University of Portsmouth said the more mature breast moves in a completely different way than the younger breast, so we need to wear different types of sports bras. They looked at women who were 34Ds. Okay, do we really have to go into it? Anyway, women, older women also had more sagging. Can I hear an amen? Absolutely. And, okay, so basically, the only reason why I bring this up is I think many of us women do wear the wrong bras. I can't tell you how many of my women I have to tell them, get away from the underwire. Get the metal out of the bra. Because they have breast pain, they have itching, they get rashes, etc. Make sure you're not wearing a bra that's sexy. Make sure you wear a bra that works. Remember, you're going to be in it for 18 hours a day. All right, guys, we've got another hour coming up. If you could stick with us, great. If not, don't forget to have a great rest of the day. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download the Android app, and be safe.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Here it is, another election year, and here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.